Everybody who gets an aliyah makes a bracha before and after. As we know, the bracha beforehand is a shabbat baruch, the bracha after is a shanos amadi. Everybody agrees that you already said this in the morning that these brachas have the rabbanon, that were nitkana, and you established them with COVID had fever. The person by accident said shanos amono for the first bracha. So if he reminded himself before he said, then he should go back to Ashapoch Abono and fix it up. But if he already said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, even though he did not say Noisin Atoyah, still he should finish off Noisin Atoyah, and after the Kriya should say Ashapoch Abono. So in other words, you're supposed to say one of them for before the reading, one after, and if you're sitting around, then B'diyev, that's right. Now what happens if the first Baruch said Ashapoch Abono, and the second time he said again Ashapoch Abono? So if he reminded himself before he said Baruch Hashem, Leisin HaTorah, he should go back again for Hashanos Amonu. But if he said Baruch Hashem, Leisin HaTorah, then he has to say over the bracha. Not to say the same bracha twice is not acceptable. If he reminded himself after he said Baruch Hashem before he said Leisin HaTorah, he should say Miyad, Elikeinu, Melech Ha'ilim Hashanos Amonu, etc. It's a big chiddush. In other words, he's saying like this. Baruch Hashem, Elikeinu, Melech Ha'ilim Hashanos Amonu, etc. Baruch Hashem, I'm supposed to say Hashanos Amonu. So he says, just continues. Baruch Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hashanos Amonu Torah. So it's a big chiddush because initially he was planning it to be the end of one bracha, and as he was the same thing for another bracha. That L'chayr fits into the setting of the Rabbanim, because L'chayr that will be the Raisa, and you had the wrong Kavanah when you started the bracha, does not work. Poseach HaSefer Kodem Shivarach, and L'chayr is saying that one should open up the Sefer Torah before making the bracha, but Roya HaPosach Shatzach L'Hashkubay, and also look inside to know where to start from, and afterwards make the bracha. Ve'acha kach yivarach, and afterwards you should make the bracha. Ve'acha shekol ha'goyim l'mavarach. When he finishes his aliyah, he rolls up the Sefer Torah. So the understanding of the words of the Shulchan Aruch, you open up the Sefer Torah before the bracha, and you leave it open while you are making the bracha. There are certain places that they roll up the Sefer Torah while they're making the bracha. That is not the common minig. If you have Treminig, the Halacha says you could rely on the Treminig. Now, if it is open, so now, according to the Mechaber, just leave it open and make the brachas. Maybe people are going to think that you're reading the brachas from the Sefer Torah. We don't have to be concerned about that. People are aware that it's not written in the Sefer Torah. He says, though, that the minig is to roll up the Sefer Torah before making the second bracha. The idea behind that, says the Mishnah Berurah, is that there's this long shash that maybe he's reading the brachas from the Torah. In the beginning, we don't want to bother him rolling it up because the tzivus is a Buddha. But at the end, he anyway has to roll up the Sefer Torah between the aliyahs, so it's not any more tzivus whether he does before and afterwards, and therefore we roll up the Sefer Torah before making the second bracha. The Ramah says, B'shash ha-mevarach bracha yishoy yatoch ponov el hatzad shelo yenira ke-mevarach al ha-Torah. Says you should tilt your head to the side when you're making the bracha. And he says that the idea behind this is no tichas a tzibur because you're not rolling up the Sefer Torah. And even Ikir Din is not a shash that people will think that you're reading the brachas from the Torah, but lachatchila, to do in the way that you don't have the shash, is better. Continues the Avar, that the reason why you tilt your head is Shavar Yanir Kimavach Min HaTorah, reading the brachas of the Torah, and nearly Shiavar, part of the Sad Smoke. It says that Ramah, you should tilt your head to the left, which is a little bit interesting, because really the right would be the more natural way to be away from the Sefer Torah. Generally standing to the right of the Sefer Torah, the Kopanim. That's what the Ramah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Achrayim that say that it's not a proper thing to tilt your head away from the Sefer Torah. It looks like you're not interested in the Sefer Torah, or it looks like you're prepared to do something else. He says, the best thing is just to close your eyes and not look into the Sefer Torah. So once again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the preferred minhag is leave the Sefer Torah open when you're making the bracha and just close your eyes while you're making the bracha. In Mishnah Berurah, some people have a minhag to bow down by making the bracha to cover the Torah. He says that you should not do it while you're saying the end of the bracha, because there are only specific places where you bow down at the end of the bracha. The end of the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the end of Hagadah. It's a little bit interesting because the third point of that, you should not bow down in the beginning of the bracha also, because we know the beginning and end of the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei and how you do all the times of bowing down at other places. So in Ma'aseh, they bring that the Be'alocha brings Lech HaMudas that there is an opinion that says that you should not bow down at all by Be'alos HaTorah. Definitely if you just bow down in the middle of the bracha, then it's not a problem when you're saying Asher Baruch Hu. Here's the mashmah that the Ikar pays at the end of the bracha. Sifei Nogel Lechazes Aksab Esuda Bein Gav Legava. There's a minute to cover up the Sefer Torah with some cloth or the mantle between one Ali and the next to cover that Torah also. In this Eila Nogel Shiyem Gulelas Bein Gav Legava Vechen Ika. I'm going to also to roll the Sefer Torah between one Ali and the next, and that's a proper thing to do.